using art as a vehicle for positive social change is the whole idea behind the Do Art Foundation. They are a community outreach. They raise awareness and support for some great causes. And at this week's Veterans Art Show at Cal State LA, sculptor and mixed media artist Melissa Daly was on hand to talk about an exciting project that they're sponsoring.
We are partnering up with many military veterans to transform a vintage military fire truck into a mobile piece of art. And we are allowing the veterans to dictate what they want to express and kind of guide the design of it. And then we're enabling them to learn how to fabricate it and make their vision come to fruition. And we're working on it kind of on a weekly basis when we all meet up at a ranch in Simi Valley where the truck is, and we're slowly transforming it into a work of art. And when it's finished, it's going to go to music festivals, parades, different veteran awareness events, art museums, all over. And we're just trying to, you know, give an outlet for vets to not only have fun and make something really cool, but just give them a way to express themselves in however they want. And then people can view it and learn from what they see. And there's going to be a sound component, probably a fire component. We're trying to represent all four branches of the military. So there's going to be airplane parts and naval parts. And it's really exciting. And everybody's really excited about it that's working on it. We have people from all the different branches of the military. And I'm learning a lot and I'm having a lot of fun. And it's just an exciting thing to be a part of. And this Sunday, on April 29th, we're having a music festival up at the ranch called Bobber Zoon Zoon as a fundraiser for it. We have a bunch of rock bands playing, and there'll be food vendors. And it's also kind of geared towards the motorcycle community, the choppers, people who kind of build their own motorcycles and use parts and stuff. So there's going to be a lot of vendors and stuff geared towards that. And also it's for U.S. veterans, so there will be a lot of veterans booths and organizations and things like that too.
What do you most want people to learn from the military art car?
I would really like people just to increase their awareness and understanding. I mean, the main goal, I guess, would be to promote understanding of what it's like for someone to serve in the military, particularly overseas, and be involved in war, because I think a lot of people just kind of form their own opinions without really having the truth, you know, or, you know, they might just see one little blurb on TV or read part of an article in the newspaper and they form their opinion out of that. And I think a lot of people don't have enough respect for veterans, and that's part of why I wanted to be involved, because these people, you know, really risk their lives to keep us safe. And I think when they come back, they're not treated as they should be. And so that's one of the things that I personally hope will happen, that more veterans will get the respect that they deserve.
How did you first get into working with veterans?
Well, it's a good question. Let me think about that. I guess it all came about, I had a job a few years ago where I worked with a former Marine who'd just gotten back from doing two tours in Iraq. And he became my friend because I worked with him. And since he'd just gotten back and he didn't know me until then and we didn't have any mutual friends, he started to open up to me about some of the things that had happened there. And I just found it so fascinating because, you know, the media really doesn't tell those types of stories. And I feel like they, you know, I'll stop there. But anyway, yeah, so that was kind of how it started. And then when I met the people who first came up with the concept for the art car and we had a meeting about it, I was really excited and was like, this is exactly what I want to do, and I want to get involved, and just tell me what to do so that I can be a part of it.
That's a really cool project. Now, you're going to be raising funds, you're going to be raising awareness. How can people support you?
Well, we have a Kickstarter campaign. If you go to kickstarter.com and type in Veteran Art Car Project, it will come up, and we have a video that I made that explains it a little better than I probably am right now. And so you can watch the video. That would probably be the easiest thing to do. And then if you want, you can donate money. You don't have to, but if you donate money, we have all these different gifts that will reciprocate your donation with, going from $10 all the way on up. And even if you can only donate $5, every little bit helps. We're hoping to raise $2,000, but we're also looking, another way that people can help is we're looking for materials donated.
what kind of materials you need.
Well, we're looking for scrap metal, we're looking for airplane parts, and basically anything that we can then transform once we have the actual material. So pipe, PVC pipe, metal pipe, cables, paint. We need a lot of paint, different colors, both spray paint and like cans of paint. We also could use anything that we could actually put on at the end, like maybe military insignia, medals. Oh, we're looking for, what do you call it? Military clothing, military bags, bullet shells, you know, anything that when you see it as a viewer would instantly make you think, oh, this has something to do with the military.
When will you have the art car complete to go around?
Well, we're not quite sure because it's, you know, in progress right now. And part of what keeps it from being finished is the fact that we don't have a lot of money to buy things. So, and also that everybody involved works and, you know, time management type situations. But I think it will probably be done mid to late May.
Yeah. And suppose somebody has old scrap metal or the uniforms or whatever, how do they get in touch with you besides Kickstarter to donate those?
Right. I would say just go to our website, which is the Do Art Foundation, D-O space A-R-T Foundation, and you can even email us. I think there's a phone number on there. I'm not certain off the top of my head, but email is probably the easiest. And we also have a Facebook page for the Do Art Foundation. So Facebook, email, it's probably the easiest.
Before I wrap up here, what has been one experience that stands out in your mind as summing up to you what the art car is all about?
I think the first major meeting we had with the military veterans, when we just all sat around a big table and talked and everybody introduced themselves and talked about their experiences and what they hoped to get out of the project and what they wanted to do, it was just really inspiring and got me really excited.